If you are following the lessons in the book, now turn to page 48, lesson 44. How do you say, I saw him, or I chased it? Most of what we call the object pronouns are the same as the present pronouns for all nouns. Those referring to people, however, are once again the exception. These you will have to learn. Ndi means me as well as I. Ku is you singular. Mu is him or her. Ti is us. Ku, with an I used after the final A of the verb, means you plural. And va, them. All the others are exactly the same as the present pronouns. The position of these object pronouns is immediately before the verb, but after the pronouns and tense formatives. Like this. Ano ndiwona.
Ano ndiwona.
He sees me. Ndinokuona.
Ndinokuona.
I see you, singular. Ndinokuonai.
Ndinokuonai.
I see you, plural, either to show respect or because there are several people there. Ndinomuona.
Ndinomuona.
I see him or her. Ndinovaona.
Ndinovaona.
I see them. And vanotiona.
Vanotiona.
They see us. Once you have the idea, it's a simple matter to use all the words for it in the same way, varying them according to which noun group you refer to. Ndino riona.
Ndino riona.
I see it, and the it in this case would be something in the regroup of nouns, badza or biza or something like that. Ndino iona.
Ndino iona.
I see it, referring in this particular instance to office, but of course could refer to any of the nouns in that group. Ndino uona.
Ndino uona.
Referring to tree, I see it. In the same way, you can render the various different pronouns to say them. Ndino vaona.
Ndino vaona.
Referring to people, vanu, I see them. Ndino zhiwona.
Ndino zhiwona.
Referring to things, zhinu, I see them. Ndino awona.
Ndino awona.
Which would be a hose in this instance, mapadza, I see them. You use the object pronouns in the same way, whatever tense you are happening to be using. Ndakadziwona.
Ndakadziwona.
I saw them, in this case elephants. Ndichatuwona.
Ndichatuwona.
In this instance, referring to tumbwa, little dogs, I shall see them. Turn now to lesson 45. I would like you to translate into English the following sentences. Ndakashayatsamba iyo nezuru asinasi ndaiwona.
Ndakashayatsamba iyo nezuru asinasi ndaiwona.
Shaya in this case means lack, lose or fail to find. Sentence 2. Vakashavedza joni nezuru. Vachamushavedza mangwana.
Vakashavedza joni nezuru. Vachamushavedza mangwana.
Shavedza means call or summon. Third sentence. Ndipeo mvura.
Ndipeo mvura.
The ndi in this instance is the object, not the subject. And the pa is the verb give. Mupe chipo.
Mupe chipo.
Here again, you will see that mu is the object pronoun. Andina kudziwona mombe idzo.
Andina kudziwona mombe idzo.
If you have the book and refer to it, you will be able to translate this. But in case you do not have the book, the first sentence was, I did not find that letter yesterday, but today I found it. Second was, they summoned John yesterday, they will call him tomorrow. And a polite request, give me water, give him the gift. I did not see them, those cattle. Now I would like you to translate from English into Shona, which is never quite so easy. I would like you to translate, you do not see it, referring to the shirt. Hembe is the word for shirt. You did not clean it, meaning the table, tafura. Give her water. And here I'd like you to use the may you give tense without the you. Have you seen them? Referring to things, Zinu. And finally, this is the table of which I spoke. I hope you don't cheat. I'll give you a little time to answer those. And now we shall read them in the Shona. Hawiwone.
Hawiwone.
Hauna kuzipukuta.
Hauna kuzipukuta.
Mupe mvura.
Mupe mvura.
Wakazviona here.
Wakazviona here.
Ndiyo tafura ya ndakataura.
Ndiyo tafura ya ndakataura.
The word ndiro needs a little explanation. Remember the use of ndi to mean it is, when used with the emphatic pronoun. Emphatic pronouns for groups other than people are to be found on page 11 of your dictionary. Now, how do you say and? When you want to use it to link several nouns or names together, you use the little word ne, which can be translated either as and or with. We are nendiro nejira.
We are nendiro nejira.
Bring the plate and the cloth. Or literal translation, come with the plate and the cloth. Joni ne furipi neini.
Joni ne furipi neini.
John and Philip and I. Takaenda ne chipiri.
Takaenda ne chipiri.
We went on Tuesday. In the next lesson, we shall deal with the use of and to join verbs. Turn now to lesson 46, page 50. You have already learnt one way of saying and between verbs by means of using the following tense. Enda ufunde, go and learn. Literal translation being go, that you may learn. There is another tense commonly used in conversation, and to tell of an incident or story in the past. Below is the formula, present pronoun. Note, present pronoun. Past formative ka plus verb. Ndikaenda, written as one word, and meaning, and then I went. You start your story with the ordinary past tense. Ndakaenda kutandi, ndikatarisa nzira dzose, ndikabvunsa varidzi veofisi kuti vandipe basa, ndikawana basa.
Ndakaenda kutandi, ndikatarisa nzira dzose, ndikabvunza varidzi veofisi kuti vandipe basa, ndikawana basa.
The little story reads so. I went to town, and then I looked at all the roads, and then I asked the owners of the offices if they would give me work. Literally, that they may give me work, because reported speech is always in the tense in which the action occurs. And then I found work. You can also use this form of the verb after until, the word for until being kudzimara or kudakara or kudzamara.
Kudzimara, kudakara, kudzamara.
You would use it like this. Ndakatsvaga basa, kudzimara, ndikariwana.
Ndakatsvaga basa, kudzimara, ndikariwana.
I searched for work until I then found it. However, if you want to join together a few verbs, you do it like this. Let's take the sentence in English, I want to eat and sleep and learn. The first verb is used in the ordinary way, followed by eno plus the infinitive, which is to, and which works in place of and. Dinoda kujiga no kurara no kufunda.
Dinoda kujiga no kurara no kufunda.
But if the verb involves the act of going, you put a D in between the N and the O, making the little word ndo, which is a shortened form of enda. Enda kundo tsaga miriwo.
Enda kundo tsaga miriwo.
Go and look for vegetables. And now, if you have a little time, try this exercise translating into the Shona. Get up and dress and wash. Go and call cook. Come and sweep dust in this room. I work and I write and I sleep. Turning now to lesson 47. Earlier in this course, you learned the adjectives. Perhaps you were surprised that there were comparatively few of these. In fact, the Shona get around actual adjectives because they have other very effective ways of expressing these. Using the word ne with the pronoun in front of it, you can follow this with a noun to describe another noun, whether it be person or object. In English, we say the brave man. In Shona, you would say, translating it literally, the man, he with courage, or, of course, in better English, the man who has courage. Murume ane umara.
Murume ane umare.
You could also use the noun for a brave person, our equivalent of which would probably be a hero. Mare.
Mare.
Which would fall into the idzi group of nouns. If, for example, you wanted to say the strong man, it would be murume ane simba.
Murume ane simba.
But the strong knife would be banga rine simba.
Banga rine simba.
The strong dog, imbwa ine simba.
Imbwa ine simba.
And the strong elephants, nzo zine simba.
Nzo zine simba.
At this point, I think you need a little more vocabulary. Upofu.
Upofu.
Blindness. Ukono.
Ukono.
Aggressiveness or maleness. Hasha.
Hasha.
Anger. Chisimba.
Chisimba.
Arrogance. Mando.
Mando.
Kind or type. Tsitsi.
Tsitsi.
Compassion. Rufaro.
Rufaro.
Happiness. All these nouns are useful in describing people. So, taking this vocabulary, try out the exercise, which you will find on page 51 in your books, a certain kind of woman or a certain type of woman. Mukazi ane mando.
Mukazi ane mando.
Compassionate people in Shona would become vanu vane tsitsi.
Vanu vane tsitsi.
A happy girl in Shona becomes musikana ane rufaro.
Musikana ane rufaro.
A blind man will be murume ane upofu.
Murume ane upofu.
Which could also be bofu.
Bofu.
An aggressive man, murume ane ukono.
Murume ane ukono.
Consider now your verb endings. You have quite several of them. But how do you express little words like for or from, or in certain contexts, to, in Shona? Again, you do this clever thing. You change the verb ending slightly to iore. Ninubika I cook, but ndinubikira muri yangu.
Ndinubikira muri yangu.
I cook for my family. Ninotaura I talk, but ndinotaurira Johnny.
Ndinotaurira John.
I talk to John. In lesson 48, We remind you that you have learned words that describe nouns. What about those that describe actions? These words are made part of the verb, which, as you know, is the action word. Only a few of these words are really needed for casual conversation. They're put into the verb construction after the pronoun and tense formative, but immediately before the verb itself, like this. Uno nyatso tarisa.
Uno nyatso tarisa.
You look carefully. Nyatso also can mean precisely or exactly. Here are a few of these words, or adverbs as we call them in English. Wanzo.
Wanzo.
Often. Squero.
Squero.
All day long, all the time. Garo.
Garo.
Always. Karo.
Karo.
On the point of, or about to, or seemingly. Mbo.
Mbo.
Previously or at first, but only when it is used in positive tenses, because when used with a negative, mbo changes to never, not at all. I'll give you an example of that. Chimbo mira.
Chimbo mira.
Which really means please first wait. But andimbo mira.
Andimbo mira.
I never wait. Go, immediately before the verb, means be able to. To implies preferably or already. Zo, in good time. This, of course, is always used after the verb come, or where the verb come is implied. Ndo indicates going, even when the word go is not actually said, i.e. fetch, but you would say go and fetch. See if you can fit these adverbs, then, into the following sentences. He drove the car carefully to town. I spent the whole day walking. And funnily enough, in this case, what seems the verb is actually the adverb. Go to the office so that you may be able to work. Come so that you may see. Or, of course, in English, come and see. And then let's give you a shorter one, and you can put it into English. Wakadzokera kumusha achikarofa.
Wakadzokera kumusha achikarofa.
Check your translations on page 53 and lesson 49. The answers to this exercise are Akanyatso fambisa motokari kutaundi.
Akanyatso fambisa motokari kutaundi.
Nakaskwero famba.
Nakaskwero famba.
I spend the whole day walking. Enda ku ofisi ugoshande.
Enda ku ofisi ugoshande.
Go to the office so that you may be able to work. Uya uzoone.
Uya uzoone.
Come so that you may see. And finally, the shorter one, wakadzokera kumusha achikarofa, means in English, he returned to the village seemingly nearly dying. You're ending the course now, coming to the close, and this is as good a time as any to review what you can do with verbs and to extend that knowledge a little. These are the different tenses here that you know. I work, ndino shanda.
Ndino shanda.
That's present and implies something that you do daily. Andi shande.
Andi shande.
That is the negative of the present tense mentioned previously. I am working. Ndiri kushanda.
Ndiri kushanda.
Again, present tense, actually in the process of doing an action. I am not working. Andiri kushanda.
Andiri kushanda.
Negative present. There are variations on this one, by the way. You can say andisiri kushanda.
Andisiri kushanda.
Or very often this is shortened to andisi kushanda.
Andisi kushanda.
Look now at the future tense. You will speak. Uchataura.
Uchataura.
And negative for that tense, you will not speak. Hauchataura.
Hauchataura.
Recent past. They work today. Vashanda nasi.
Vashanda nasi.
Negative. Hatina kuenda nezuru.
Hatina kuenda nezuru.
That is the remote past and the recent past negative. And now, when an action occurs before today, such as you sang yesterday, wakaimba nezuru.
Wakaimba nezuru.
Remote past. And the negative for that is as the previous one. Let's take a different sentence. Plural, you did not play today. Implying respect here. Hamuna kutamba nasi.
Hamuna kutamba nasi.
There is the subjunctive tense, which in most languages is incredibly difficult, in Shona very simple. Go and cook. Enda ubike.
Enda ubike.
Or you can also say enda ugobike.
Enda ugobike.
Negative for that, do not go, is usayende.
Usayende.
That is known as the negative imperative. You can again use a different form of this, rega kuenda.
Rega kuenda.
Do not go. You have another tense using the locative prefixes. Pakuenda kudoroba.
Pakuenda kudoroba.
On going to town. This is a participle. And then finally, past subjunctive. Ndakatanga ndikawira pasi.
Ndakatanga ndikawira pasi.
I fell down at first. Or I began and then I fell down. You can do a great deal already with different verbs. Remember how to change a verb into a noun? Bika cook, mubiki, the cook, vabiki cooks. The different verb endings also make the verbs more flexible. Famba walk, fambisa cause to walk, or drive. Bika cook, bikira cook for the family, cook for someone. Bata catch or hold, batwa be caught, be held. And there is also IKA or EKA at the end of the verb, meaning that the action is now able to be done. Learn this one. Wona see.
Wona.
Wonewa.
Wonewa.
Be seen. Woneka.
Woneka.
Be visible. Chipo icho chinotengeka.
Chipo icho chinotengeka.
That gift is purchasable. Mirio I inojigika.
Mirio I inojigika.
These vegetables are edible. We turn now to lesson 50 on page 55, the last lesson in the series. Thus, a brief review of nouns and their pronouns, and in some cases, adjectives is needed. Munu mukuru anofamba.
Munu mukuru anofamba.
Vanu vakuru vanoshanda.
Vanu vakuru vanoshanda.
Group 1A and 2A are very similar, of course, to these two. Vamambo vakuru vakauya.
Vamambo vakuru vakauya.
The big chief came. Now, I have used the plural here, and this implies respect. But when you come to group 2A, vadzimambo vakuru vakatonga.
Vadzimambo vakuru vakatonga.
There you have the plural for the noun, the big chiefs judged. Group 3, muti mutsuku unodiridzwa.
Muti mutsuku unodiridzwa.
The red tree is watered. Mishonga mitsva inorapa.
Mishonga mitsva inorapa.
The new medicines heal. Badza guru rakachikoreka.
Badza guru rakachikoreka.
The big hoe broke in two. Madoroba maduku aya anofadzisa vanu.
Madoroba maduku aya anofadzisa vanhu.
These towns please people. Chigaro chikukutu icho chinorema.
Chigaro chikukutu icho chinorema.
That hard chair is heavy. Zvikuru zvikuru zvakapfigwa.
Zvikoro zvikuru zvakapfigwa.
The big schools closed. Ofisi huru yakacheneswa.
Ofisi huru yakacheneswa.
The big office was cleaned. Tsamba idzi dzakatumwa.
Tsamba idzi dzakatumwa.
These letters were sent. Rukova rukuru rwakaoma.
Rukova rukuru rwakaoma.
The big river dried up. Turume tunoshanda mumba.
Turume tunoshanda mumba.
The little men work in the house. Katsamba kakaenda nezuro.
Katsamba kakaenda nezuro.
The little letter went yesterday. Upenyu ununaka.
Upenyu ununaka.
Life is good. Kufara kununaka.
Kufara kununaka.
There are two meanings here. This could be translated as to be happy is good or happiness is good. Pamba pane vanhu.
Pamba pane vanhu.
At the house there are people. Kumba kwangu kutsva kune miti.
Kumba kwangu kutsva kune miti.
At my new house there are trees. Mumba mangu mune vaeni.
Mumba mangu mune vaeni.
In my house there are strangers. You may also hear the word vaenzi used for stranger. Finally, there are some constructions in Shona which you will learn through hearing them frequently. One of these is have, positive and negative. To say I have, you use the pronoun present plus na or ne. Ndine banga.
Ndine banga.
I have a knife. In the negative, the ne reverts to na. You have already met it in the past negative of any verb. Andina banga.
Andina banga.
I do not have a knife. What of the past and the future of the verb to be? You use the present pronoun and future cha plus formative nge with re for future. Ndichange ndiri.
Ndichange ndiri.
I shall be. For the past, you use past pronoun plus nga plus present pronoun plus re. Ndakanga ndiri.
Ndakanga ndiri.
I was. You can also use nga in this way. Ndakanga ndichifara.
Ndakanga ndichifara.
I was happy. Literal translation, I was being happy. Another construction, and one which by now you will often have heard, is the past tense, which refers to things being as they are because of a series of previous events. Take the word zvakanaka.
Zvakanaka.
Things were, and therefore are, good. Or ndaguta.
Ndaguta.
I was and am therefore still satisfied after a meal. In six verbs, this is expressed by changing the middle and final vowel of the verb. Sleep, rara, becomes rere. Stand up, mira, becomes mire. Be silent, nyarara, becomes nyerere. Become full, zara, becomes zere. To stay or sit, gara, becomes gere. Sleep, vata, becomes vete. Thus, mwana avete.
Mwana avete.
The child sleeps. He fell asleep and remained so. Or hari izere.
Hari izere.
The pot is full because it became full and remains there. If you follow these lessons to the end, you should by now be able to speak reasonably well. And practice, of course, makes perfect. Ndinotarisira kuti ufadziswe nezvifundo izvo zvedu.
Ndinotarisira kuti ufadziswe nezvifundo izvo zvedu.
Jesus.